Greetings, my fellow freedom lovers and sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to L3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. This is episode 1713, Foreign Influence, Corporate Money, and State Elections. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Looky Luck number 3, Looky Luck Roman number 3 with 3 eyes, or the Looky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. In addition, if you have any questions, comments, recommendations, send me information, etc., whatever you do, please use the quorum. Go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. Plus, if you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. Yeah, I've just been pretty busy for this past week, so I didn't really have time to do a show, and I apologize for that. Sometimes people out there are like, hey, where the hell are you? I'm like, I'm alive and well, I'm doing okay. Just, you know, a few minor things, nothing disastrous. But getting back on my feet. But, you know, just keeping making a living, you know, like everybody else. And count your blessings, because there's a lot of insanity going on. What's happening around the world, doesn't matter where it's at. I was like checking on some of the trials, genocidal trials from South Africa against Israel in reference to Gaza, accuse them for genocide. And don't get me wrong, I'm not mudslinging on that past episode I've done a while back on the grandstanding, because I'm not the only one. Because I know one woman, I think it's Rhonda Wilson, did an article on it too, that is South Africa is morally unfit to charge the genocide on Israel, because based on what's going on in their jurisdiction, which I have to respect that. An individual like myself stands with humanity regardless, okay? And people have the right to criticize any government, whether it's foreign or domestic, if you want. I know somebody has certain laws. You can't really speak at some public institutions, like at a university, if you criticize Israel, for an example, and they call you anti-Semitic. That's all irrelevant, garbage, null and void. Not just in the federal constitution, but their state constitutions also. But they have no business trying to tell you how to think, speak, and all that good stuff. This is why a person like myself always have to like see things thoroughly, observe responsibly. I'm not better than anybody else. Just try to take time to read and share this with you. I find this important. I'm not famous Jay Whoopi by any means. I'm just one of the humble chap, ragtag maverick, freedom lover, sovereign thinker. And that's the reason why I greet that every time I do a show. And plus, I've executed at the Ron Paul meetup groups down in Fort Lauderdale, South Florida area. I don't go, hello, Paul, Ron Paul, revolutionaries, but good evening, my fellow freedom loving sovereign thinkers. Then you get their attention, more of a universal basis. And many people may not know the man at that time, but give them inspiration, moral inspiration. So, like I know what's going on in Texas, I have to stand with Abbott on this matter. It is constitutional. The states have the right to defend its borders. The U.S. government is being irresponsible, breaching their oath of office, violating Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. We all know it's all part of the Club of Rome platform, including Allied Declaration of North America or North American Union, which that happened like a while back. But with Declaration of North America, of course, you got the three. You got Almo and Joe Biden and glam boy Justin Trudeau, who can't even wipe his own butt, but he's going to try to tell you how to live and think, tell you what to do in the Great White North, which is some beautiful people in that area. And they're all telling them where to go, which is awesome. I always admire that. The world's waking up little by little, but you're going to expect obstacles and distractions. Even with this invasion that the United States, they're expecting war can happen internally. Of course, I'll be pointing fingers. And some people questioned about Governor Abbott from Texas moving the illegal immigrants in other parts of these United States in these, quote, sanctuary cities, unquote. Many of them are desperate folks. And others are like rogue elements can really start some trouble. So you have to look at all sides. But hopefully all you folks out there, please prepare yourselves. Economies, global economies going to hell in the handbasket. Fiat currency, the Federal Reserve note is all sham. Well, let's the study of the fall of the Reichsmark. That's one chilling example. That even happened in Zimbabwe. It was fun because, like I said, with South Africa, they want to highly concerned about what's going on in Gaza, which is, hey, it's understandable. But when it came to Zimbabwe, right near their neighbors, crickets. And they still don't talk about what's going on with the farmers. I remember talking about that on that show about the grandstanding, about a lot of the white farmers and folks over there getting rape, pillage, and all that. Now it's all farmers. It doesn't matter what they look like. You got these gang of communist thugs or Marxists or tyrannical scumbags are trying to push them out. They didn't learn what happened in Zimbabwe. They did to the farmers. It doesn't matter what they look like. They try to take their land. Oh, yeah, we got the farmland. We don't know what to do. Yep, bring the bodies in there. Bring all the chumps. Bring all the goons that don't know, that want to beat up on people but can't even maintain themselves. Now I digress. Yeah, I know I'm ranting here. I just got to get this off my chest. But we are seeing the one world order and the Rothschilds, the bankers, they want World War III. They're really getting the hard on. They want us all get distracted, fight amongst each other, point the finger while we get ruled upon. Do you support that, my friends? I don't find it blasphemy 101. The Jacobins, the commies, the Marxists, the tyrants, the fascists, National Socialists, all the tyrannical guys, they all think alike and smell the same. Worship us, trust us, we'll take care of you. Then you bend over, we'll give it to you. Right in the rear. You're going to like it. Regardless how you feel. All right, so I'm going to be looking through here on censor.news. And Blacklisted News, give a shout out to Doug Owen. Another Fast and Furious scandal. Mexico demands answers as cartels acquire U.S. military-grade weapons. And I'm just going to browse through some of the stuff here. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Epoch Times. Fannie Willis Investigatory Committee members confirmed by Georgia Lieutenant Governor. And Natural News. What is NEO? Our in-house large language model LLM trained on reality contact, not wokeism. That's pretty cool. So I'm going to have to really see what he has. And, of course, look out for the truckers. Peaceful Truckers Convoy heads to Eagle Pass, Texas to stop illegal migrant invasion. We've come from the west side and the east side. Support these beautiful people. LifeSite News, the father's role comes from God. And Supreme Court to hear argument on pivotal FDA abortion pill case in late March. Yeah, it looks like Elon Musk is ticking people off. You know, like I say, these guys out there, pros and cons. InfoWars, stand with the ADL band comedy today. And we just go down here. WUWT, how much ocean heating is due to deep sea hydrothermal vents, and the expose, controller guards, control freaks, and billionaires who think the world is overpopulated, which is nothing more than a monumental lie. And we go down to Climate Depot. AP attempted to find Kerry's legacy and Kerry's China counterpart Z exit roles. Yep, remember, Kerry is a Council of Foreign Relations hack, another bend over Bob to the One World Order. SHTFplan.com, well, actually came from Under the American Dream, or no, the Economic Collapse blog by Michael Snyder. Homelessness in the U.S. is up 48%. Since 2015, Americans are being laid off in droves. National Pulse, Trump's lead over Biden grew again after the E. Jean Carroll verdict, which is just judge, jury, executioner, you're guilty, you are liable. So you guys in the jury, I'm going to tell you how to screw him big time. I'm no Trump worshiper myself. 100% fed up. com. Fulton County government reportedly hit with cyber attack, and Illinois election board votes on Trump primary ballot eligibility. I've seen a video clip on that on via YouTube, and as one broad said, oh, he was involved in an insurrection, but we have no jurisdiction. Shut up. But she said he should be on the ballot. So insurrection. Study history, lady, because you are one clueless hack. I'm sorry. If you told me that in person, I'd be laughing at you. You go, what are you making fun of me for? Because you have an IQ of a turnip with your baseless rhetoric. And I'll go down here. Let me see. Yours News, unusual developments in Trump's defamation suit with judge alleged past ties to Carroll's attorney. Conflict of interest. Yes. And those go down. The New American, Russia says BRICS now surpasses G7. And who the hell cares what they say on Breitbart News, right? A horror movie co-produced by the U.S. taxpayers. Experts tell Congress UN Palestinian Agency. Yeah, of course, being funded by all the other clowns out there. One World Order maggots. And yes. Zero Hedge, CDC issues health alert over measles cases across the U.S. You all of us live in fear, but be vigilant on your health too, folks. And right in here, New York may screw 4,000 legal residents out of a job so migrants can have them. Yep. So what kind of jobs are they, right? So all news pipeline, the line has been crossed. AI went rogue. Not surprised at all. Strange sounds. Photo from a meeting in Biden's Situation Room last night regarding Iran. Something rare to observe. We can do that. And then we can go into the American Dream. Times of war and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, and major natural disasters. A lot of four horsemen. That's Michael Snyder's website. Check it out. It's pretty cool. I always give him props on his content. And you have to me when I read a lot of these articles, I don't have to agree on everything they say, but that doesn't mean they're always wrong, right? Or you don't disagree on them everything. So I'm just gonna head down here. Let's see. Let's have a real conversation about the brain chip. This is We Are Change, Information Liberation. EU plans to sabotage Hungary's economy if they block Ukraine funding. Stop telling people what to do. See, the European Union is part of the Club of Rome. And I'll just head on down here on DC clothesline. Betrayal and treason. SCOTUS takes away states' rights for protecting border as three former presidents fund fights. Hey, you know what? It's an opinion, not on his face. So, the five from SCOTUS, there's some claims that some of them maybe been blackmailed. But if that's not the case, just give them a P9 microphone in their mouth. They don't know what they're talking about. Because the Constitution supersedes a Supreme Court opinion, okay? So, they can beak her all they want, like the other jugheads out there. Well, just head on down, going down. Oh, just news. You vote. Do you think Representative Ilhan Omar should be expelled from Congress? It looks like DeSantis believes so, because she talked about that thing about Somalia's best interest, and she's like, Somalia first. Hey, you know what, DeSantis? Do yourself a favor. Stop being the hypocrite and signing bills in Tel Aviv, Israel. You did it a couple of times, you damn fool. All right? That tells you something. Talk about foreign interest. You're good at that, sir. You're not more than a damn hypocrite. Because the other jugheads out there, the Democrat Republican, do the same thing. And even this bimbo, infidel Ilhan, she voted to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene because she had an interview with, what's that glam boy's name? David Hogg. Yeah, no, that's harassment. No, it's just, I seen the video. It was citizen journalism, okay? Which, you can't do that. Please. Like I said, expel them all right? The dangers of foreign influences and powers and foreign influences are dangerous. John Jay warned us on this on Federalist Papers 2-5. Daily Reckoning, Trump vows to stop Biden bucks, CBDC. And post-millennial, 3 dead after former ICE detainee enters Minnesota, home dressed as UPS workers, allegedly shoots them. All right. And RT, Zelensky issued fire threats to Ukraine's top general. I'm just wondering if it's Rothschild approved, right? I like saying that. And Reclaim the Net, EU to censor disinformation and hate speech under the guise of supporting human rights. Yeah, more bases, geniuses that have no life going to try to tell you in Europe what you can say, because feelings are more important than free speech. Involved 14-year-old girl passes away after collapsing during high school basketball game. The one she took the jab. And former New York City councilman, 56, dies after heart attack. American Greatness says, damn prof commentary, bring the migrants to Mitch. Yeah, right? Why not? And, oh, we're right here, too. The deep state and the 2024 U.S. presidential election down to the crossroads. And Big League Politics, how does fighters grant safe passage to Chinese and Russia vessels during Red Sea crisis? So let me see. No. Human events. Charles Love and Maude Maron. New York City doubles down on woke activist education. The Atlantic technocracy and the despots of Silicon Valley. Cradle.com. Weak U.S. military unable to fight major conflict report. Remix IMF accuse of domestic meddling after telling UK to reach net zero targets by raising taxes. So y'all be enslaved in the UK. Oh, yeah. Middle East eye, U.S. lawmakers clash over UNRAW, UNRWA funding and heat of congressional hearing. War on Gaza, charity says Egypt intelligence link from charging $5,000 to get aid over border. Yes. Well, what can we say about that, folks? Nothing really new, right? Oh, yeah. So it is insanity as usual. And you got folks out there, farmer rebellions and all that. Just one Hong Kong court orders Chinese Evergrande to liquidate with debts of $300 billion. Yep, and Israel, and you got the Israeli government wants to go crazy. War criminal, allegedly. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. Okay, so you're telling me why Netanyahu and his lackeys support on COVID jab mandates or conscription. Is that okay? Is that okay? I would love to hear from you. Oh, yeah, it's okay. I took the shot. Yeah. Pathetic. Well, I'll be right back. Stay tuned. All right, so it's only going to be narrating here. I'd like to thank Blacklisted News by Doug Owen for sharing this. Caught my eye, and it's very disturbing indeed. Remember the dangers of foreign force and influence? This one here is called Foreign Influence, Corporate Money, and State Elections. It's from OpenSecrets.org. Non-for-profit, nonpartisan. I like their work. So, says here, case study of state-level corporate political contributions in Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New York, and Washington. Contributors, Jimmy Cloutier, Brandon Glavin, Taylor Giorno, Syra, hopefully I pronounced her name correctly, O'Neill, Anna Masoglia, Pete Christ, N.C. Sayaki, Rachel Timmons, and Harshan Radampal. Hopefully I pronounced all your names correctly. If not, you can bust my chops later. All right. So, I'm going to start reading this. Very interesting. As it reads here, federal campaign finance law bars contributions made directly or by indirectly from foreign nationals in connection with any federal, state, or local election. But U.S. registered corporations that are subsidiaries of foreign corporations or that have foreign ownership often pour money into U.S. politics. A new Open Secret analysis found these foreign influenced companies, put in parentheses, wow, have poured millions of dollars into political contributions to lawmakers in states that are cracking down on their political giving. Prior to the Supreme Court 2010 Citizens United ruling, companies were not allowed to spend money directly from corporate treasuries on independent expenditures that expressly call for a candidate's election or defeat. Citizens United opened the floodgates to corporate giving in elections across the country. While the Supreme Court Citizens United ruling was a federal decision on its face, the ruling essentially invalidated numerous state laws that prohibited corporate and union independent spending. Notably, Montana challenged this in order to maintain its corporate ban, but was rebuffed by the Supreme Court. Prohibitions on corporate giving directly to candidates from corporate treasury funds remains an option for states, as in place for several of states covered in this report. Governor Tim Walz, Democrat from Minnesota, signed the Democracy for the People Act in May of 2023, prohibiting foreign-influenced corporate spending in Minnesota elections. Similar legislation in other states is also not far behind. In recent years, concerns about foreign influence in U.S. elections have grown, and several states have proposed laws to restrict foreign-influenced companies from engaging in political spending in state or local elections. The state's proposal to rein in political giving by foreign-influenced companies would generally prohibit companies that have substantial foreign ownership from making contributions or expenditures in state or local elections. Open Secrets' new analysis examines disclosed corporate contributions in six key states, analyzing the campaign finance disclosures where contributors are companies that have met the criteria for being foreign-influenced corporations under the proposed foreign-influence legislation. Findings. Committees reporting contributions to campaign finance regulators in six states where there has been a recent push to restrict political giving by foreign-influenced companies. Search Open Secrets' database of contributions made by foreign influence companies in Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New York, and Washington. Attracted more than $163 million in political contributions between the 2018 and 2022 election cycles from companies that could be impacted by the new laws. Committees included state-level candidates, party committees, PACs, and ballot measure committees, as well as independent expenditure committees, were available. Here's a nice little list of foreign influence corporate political giving database. According here, says Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New York, and Washington attracted over $163 million in political contributions between 2017 and 2022 from the corporate treasury funds of companies with more than 5% aggregate foreign ownership or an individual shareholder with over 1% as of 2022. And they'll give you a nice little list here. Like right here, Altria Group, $18,153,043, right? But it's funny because it gives you a big list here. I don't have to go through this in its entirety, but you got Altria Group, BP, Coca-Cola, Phillips 66, and some of these companies. They have like 5% to 9.99%. 9.99%, so under 10%. BP, 20% or above. So it gives you a whole rundown. Very interesting indeed when you start really looking at these things. It's like 18 pages long too. So just check this out. Yeah, so it gives you a big list of what's going on here. You got that. You got Pfizer, Penske. We have AT&T, of course, Lyft, so Target, so some of Americans, but a lot of it is foreign influence too. Reynolds and Sync Cigna. Yeah, we can go on, but definitely you could just look at this. Pretty wild, pretty interesting. So I always tell people, look at it yourselves. It's nice, little, it's pretty long. Chevron, Verizon, Whole Foods, Anheuser-Busch. Therefore, it's like 20% or above. Kroger, 19.99%. They gave $1,305,087. That's just some examples. That's like 18 pages long. So definitely check it out. Pretty startling. So, of course, Dr. Pepper, too. Yeah, Keurig, Dr. Pepper. All right, I'll continue on here. At least 800 companies with over 5% aggregate foreign ownership or an individual foreign owner over 1% at any point during the 2022 election cycle collectively gave those committees tens of millions of dollars across six states. This analyst is a conservative estimate of corporate political contributions by foreign influence corporations in these states, for several reasons, which are explained in more detail in the methodology section, but summarized here. First, many corporations might make large political contributions to entities such as 501c3 or C4 nonprofits that are not required to disclose their donors, but which may spend heavily on ballot measures or candidate elections. Second, some states records do not cleanly distinguish corporate treasury contributions from corporate employee PAC contributions with political action committee, and our analysis excluded ambiguous data. Third, Open Secrets investigators also came across instances where a foreign company owned a stake in a subsidiary of a U.S. company that made political contributions in at least one of the six states. The bills under consideration in these states cover spending by a corporation that has a 1% investor that is itself 50% or more owned by a foreign entity. But these companies were excluded from the final list in this analysis. For these and other reasons, these numbers should be understood as a floor and not a ceiling on the amount of corporate political spending by foreign influence companies in these states. The top 33 foreign influence companies gave at least $1 million each across the six states, collectively accounting for about $134 million in giving between 2018 and 2022 election cycles, which include the period from 2017 through December 2022. Altria was the top FIC contributor to the state-level candidates with over $18.1 million in contributions in the five states, the bulk of that in Montana. BP is the second biggest contributor across the five states with over $13.4 million in contributions, the bulk of that in Washington. Coca-Cola, a U.S.-based beverage company that meets most of the threshold for 1% individual ownership and 5% aggregate foreign ownership, is another top of FIC giver across the six states during the period from 2017 to 2022 with over $11.6 million in contributions. And this is like pretty damn steep when you look at it. So it gives you a whole list from, you know, Montana, Washington, and of course, like Phillips 66 is involved in this. So they give you a big list, $4.6 million, $3.5 million. They definitely can look at it on your own. Extraction, oil and gas, got involved with Montana, Noble Energy. Yeah, man. Whole lot of things here. I'll just let you guys read. I will share this on my footnotes so you could definitely check it out. Even more money went to 501c nonprofits and trade associations based in the states, though those contributions are not disclosed to campaign finance agencies, making them more difficult to track. Unlike political committees, organizations operating under Section 501c of the tax code are generally under no obligation to disclose their funders or members. But many 501c nonprofits and trade associations that receive contributions from foreign influence companies have also spent on elections and made more political contributions. Since PAC and corporate treasury contributions have not been traditionally distinguished in open secrets, historical database, or in a public database maintained by the Center for Political Accountability, open secrets manually verify contributions using companies' voluntary corporate disclosures. An instance where state-level campaign finance filings do not sufficiently distinguish corporate treasury funds from corporate PACs and voluntary corporate disclosures were not available. That year, what was marked as $0 in giving. So I will continue on. The time of the decline in political giving from the corporate treasury, the companies with foreign ownership have also coincided with when several companies announced plans to stop making political contributions from corporate treasury funds around January 2021 in the wake of the Capitol attack. Many of the companies that made political contributions in at least one of the six states between 2018 and 2022 election cycles substantially wound down or cut off corporate treasury fund corporate contributions after January 2021. That trend appears to have continued into 2022, though some of those companies have continued to contribute more using corporate PAC funds. Several foreign influence companies that made state political contributions also gave to national organizations spending on the states at issues such as governor associations, and attorney general associations that spent on multiple states across the U.S. This means the overall total that the companies poured into groups spending on elections in the six states is likely even greater. Corporate contributions to candidates are prohibited in Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, and Montana. In Washington, corporations are permitted to donate to candidates if they do business in the state. Michigan, Washington, and Colorado also prohibit corporate contributions to parties. Washington attracted more than $67.8 million in contributions from foreign influence companies with more than 5% aggregate foreign ownership, or with a single owner holding over 1% of the corporation, more than any other five states, according to Open Secrets analysis. And check this out. From between seven foreign influence corporate money and politics, it's from between 2017 and 2022. It says here, Washington, $67,770,920.99. Colorado, $44,673,954.14. New York, $25,889,559.50. No, 5 cents, excuse me. A little bit of clerical error there. Montana, $20,820,130.13. Michigan, $4,137,229.43. And Minnesota, $258,000. Wow, a little bit of, they got the bargain deal, right? The swap shop. In 2020, the Seattle City Council passed a bill banning political spending in the city's local election corporation with at least 5% aggregate foreign ownership, or at least 1% by a single foreign investor, making Seattle the largest city in the U.S. to ban political spending from foreign influence companies, while corporations with foreign ownership are still currently allowed to make political contributions in the rest of the state. The Washington State Senate passed legislation restricting political giving by corporations with 1% single ownership or more than 5% aggregate foreign ownership in February, though it did not pass the House. The legislation will be introduced as a new bill in the coming session with companion bills in both the House and Senate. Colorado came in second after Washington, attracting more than $44.6 million in political contributions from companies with more than 5% aggregate foreign ownership or a single owner over 1% between 2018 and 2020 election cycles, according to campaign finance data analyzed by Open Secrets. In 2021, Colorado first considered changes to prohibit corporations with more than 20% aggregate owner foreign ownership or a single owner over 5% from making a political contribution in the state, a higher threshold than proposed in some other states. Foreign influence companies made more than $25.9 million in contributions to state-level political committees, in New York, Open Secrets found. On January 8th, the New York Senate passed bipartisan legislation prohibiting corporate treasury fund spending by foreign influence companies. The Democracy Preservation Act, introduced by Senate Deputy Leader Michael Gianaris, would bar corporations with over 5% aggregate foreign ownership or 1% individual ownership from contributing to candidates, parties, and other types of political committees, or from engaging in their own direct spending on elections. If the New York State Assembly passes companion legislation and is signed into law by the governor, New York will be the second state to ban foreign influence companies from spending or giving more money to influence elections. So they're probably still going to get money from the Open Source Foundation, right? Which is now from Jorge Soros to his son Alex, which I've seen a video clip from speaking at Davos. Wow, Beakerholics Anonymous. Good grief. Beaker is more intelligent than him. Well, he's trying to pull a fast one on people, right? I'll continue. So, model legislation developed by Free Speech for People, a nonprofit organization that works to limit influence of money in U.S. elections, has helped drive the policy change. The organization helped pass similar legislation in Minnesota in 2023 and most recently in San Jose, California. The San Jose City Council voted unanimously to pass the law on December 12th. Easier iterations of the New York legislation were passed by the state Senate in multiple years in a row that but did not become law. But even if passed, the prohibitions face corporate opponents arguing against the constitutionality of banning corporate political spending by foreign influence companies will claim that the laws are now not narrowly tailored to the government's compelling interest in limiting political expenditures by foreign entities. However, proponents of the legislation defend a constitutionality on this reform with emphasis on the Supreme Court's 2012 ruling in Blumen versus FEC, which upheld a longstanding prohibition barring foreign nationals from spending money in U.S. elections as justified by the compelling interest in preserving American self-government. Michigan attracted another $4.1 million in corporate treasury fund contributions from foreign influence companies between 2017 and 2022. Among the six states, Open Secrets tracked the lowest sum of 2018 to 2022 cycle contributions from foreign influence companies in Minnesota, a state that recently passed the nation's first statewide ban on FIC spending. Minnesota's FIC contributions between the 2018 and 2022 cycles totaled $258,000. Minnesota already borrowed corporate contributions to state-level candidates as well as party committees, and it's the only one of the six that didn't have ballot measure contributions in elections in 2021 or 2022, which are likely components factoring into the low total. Methodology. Open Secrets has compiled and maintained data showing the extensive monetary personnel connections between domestic interests and government in the U.S. for decades. I have also worked to create and develop tools that would help reveal similar influences from foreign actors in order to make the public better informed and to hold government actors accountable. The 2021 merger of the National Institute of on Money and Politics, or NIMP, NIMP, and the Center for Responsive Politics has made it possible for Open Secrets to provide more extensive analysis of contribution data for the state as well as federal level. Open Secrets' new searchable database of foreign influence corporations making political contributions in Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New York, and Washington covers the 2018, 2020, and 2022 election cycles. Open Secrets compiled a data set of more than 250,000 political contributions in the states reviewed, then removed donations from corporate PACs, political committees, unions, action funds, party committees, tribal government, unitemized small contribution, low-cost fundraising proceeds, and other entities that are not corporations and do not stand to be impacted by proposed legislation. Transactions that were not donations but appeared in campaign finance reports such as refunds were also culled from the data. Open Secrets drew from existing data to create a new database to manually classify contributors as PACs, corporations, or unions. The database includes contributions to state candidates, Republican and Democratic state central party committees, legislative caucus committees, independent expenditure groups, and ballot measure committees. Minnesota, Michigan, and New York do not define electioneering communications, so groups could potentially use electioneering communications only and potentially not to have a report spending on the contributions they raise. Any numbers that are not disclosed to state-level campaign finance agencies are not included in this analysis. And NIMP's historical data does not distinguish between corporate PACs and corporate treasury contributions at the state level, which made searching for company matches using the unique identifier assigned and to those companies are more complicated. As a result, would also include corporate PAC giving. This challenge required Open Secrets staff to manually remove all of the political action committee records within the results pulled using a company's unique identifier and sort information by the state of the company using standardized version of the name that also includes PACs or an unstandardized version of the name. This meant sifting through all the different variations of that company's name. to determine whether each contribution came from a corporate PAC or Treasury fund, Open Secrets manually review contributors' names to remove clear references to political committees, remove corporate contributions that would have been prohibited under state law, cross-check totals with data from the Center for Political Accountability and voluntary corporate disclosures obtained directly from companies when the contributor was listed was ambiguous. Data were extracted from voluntary corporate disclosures that came in the form of PDFs using optical character recognition through NanoNet and Document Cloud. Open Secrets attempted to reach out to each company listed to confirm the accuracy of the numbers and made adjustments based on the information provided. Some companies were especially transparent with their voluntary disclosures of political contributions, making machine-readable structured data set available for download to the public, but many other companies did not voluntarily disclose their contributions at all, even though state-level campaign finance filings indicate that the companies did make political contributions. The contributions, the corporations, are voluntary disclosing diverge from Open Secrets historical data for a few significant reasons. One reason is because there will be contributions to committees whose data we don't collect, such as traditional PACs or things like multi-purpose organizations or incidental committees or other entities engaged in independent spending in places where data or contributions to those committees is not available. The second is that corporations are defining for themselves what transactions are political contributions. Those definitions won't necessarily match the various definitions in the states. For example, a corporation may report contributions to a group that runs only the equivalent electioneering communications in Wisconsin state elections, where those contributions are not defined by the state as political contributions because electioneering communications aren't defined as political expenditures under the state's laws. Interesting there, right? Once the initial data set of 250,000 people, possible contributions were cleaned, the company's names were matched against Open Secrets' existing data on foreign connected PACs, foreign clients identified in Lobbying Disclosure Act filings, foreign principals reported under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and a list maintained by the Security and Exchange Commission of foreign registered companies that reported to the commission as of 2014. The data set was then manually reviewed for accuracy. This process was conducted using approximate string matching, an algorithm to identify similar name matches in the data set within the parameter set, also known as fuzzy matching. The process enabled us to identify names with addendums such as Inc. or LLC that resulted in the records not being exact matches. Interesting there, right? Oh, yeah. So the thing goes on and on and on. And I'll say this. Information about foreign stakeholders who directly or indirectly own more than 10% of the company was obtained through corporate proxy reports in Section 16A, Beneficial Foreign Ownership Reports, and manually checked against each of the companies. Schedule 13D beneficial ownership filings yielded some additional information about when a foreign investor purchased more than 5% stake in the company, while investments of less than 5% were much more difficult to find and track. Open Secrets identified foreign companies incorporated in other countries, U.S. registered subsidiaries of a foreign company, or U.S. registered company majority owned and controlled by a foreign company by scouring company registration records, publicly available investment portfolios, voluntary corporate disclosures, announcement of mergers and acquisitions, SEC records, and news reports. Yeah, wow. A lot of stuff here. So a lot of stuff here, right? Oh, yeah. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, right here. To determine the percentage of foreign ownership, Open Secrets manually checked ownership thousands of entities against information compiled from other corporates, Fintel, CN, CNBC analysis of Refinitiv data, Simply Wall Street, Yahoo Finance, Crunchbase, CNN, Market Screener, publicly available investment portfolios, corporate proxy statements, Minnesota Department of Employment Economic Development records, U.S. Department of Agriculture data, Lobbying Disclosure Act filings, Muckrock SEC Section 16A, beneficial ownerships reports, SEC Schedule 13D, beneficial ownership filings, and other records. It could go, etc., right? Absolutely. Since CNBC only provides a current breakdown of ownership that lumps U.S. and Canadian investors together, Open Secrets is only available to obtain a percentage of shareholders who aren't in the U.S. and Canada rather than the total percentage of foreign shareholders in some cases. It is likely that foreign ownership is higher when accounting for Canadian investors who, based on other research, are among the biggest non-U.S. investors in American companies. CNBC obtains its geographic ownership concentration data from Thomson Reuters, which in turn obtains it from Refinitiv, a provider of financial markets data that has access to some non-public sources, but is only available at an additional cost outside of the budget of this project. Many other major publicly traded corporations had at least some foreign stakeholders, but did not meet either threshold for inclusion. This analysis also excludes contributions from franchises and companies owned solely by multinational private equity firms based in the United States that do not have known foreign ownership or a known foreign headquarters. Some corporations with a percentage of foreign ownership that met the threshold for inclusion are still majority owned by a domestic entity or individual holding 51% of the stocks. These corporations were still included in the database and report. Shareholders typically have voting rights in a company, and the number of votes they have is generally proportional to their ownership stake. In most cases, ownership of over 51% of a company's stock means a majority shareholder has more than half of the total voting power. This can allow them to control the outcome of shareholder votes on critical issues, since the majority shareholder often has the power to appoint a majority of the members of the board of directors, and the board plays a key role in making key decisions for the company. Majority shareholder can effectively control the direction and policy of the business in many instances. In contrast, a foreign shareholder with a smaller stake will likely not have the same level of control or influence. While they still can generally vote on certain matters and potentially collaborate with other shareholders to enact change, the impact of smaller stakeholders is limited compared to the majority shareholder. The dynamics of ownership and control can vary across companies, and some corporations may have additional provisions in their bylaws or charters that influence the distribution of power among shareholders. While Open Secrets conducted a thorough analysis of foreign-based companies, parent companies of U.S. subsidiaries, foreign affiliates, and subsidiaries of U.S. companies that did not have a foreign stakeholder or parent company were excluded from the deepest data set. Open Secrets investigators also came across instances where foreign companies own a stake in a subsidiary of a U.S. company that made political contributions in at least one of the six states. These companies were also excluded from the final list. Corporations with foreign headquarters and companies wholly owned a foreign-based entities and were foreign owner directly or indirectly participates in the U.S. political activity decision-making of the company were considered to meet the criteria and labeled reflect that they meet the 5% aggregate foreign ownership threshold and the U.S. in the 1%, excuse me, in the 1% individual ownership threshold for the purpose of this analysis. All right, we see here, direct subsidiaries and conglomerates with over 5% aggregate foreign ownership or an individual foreign owner over 1% at any point during the 2022 election cycle were included and considered to be foreign influence companies for the purpose of this analysis. A vast majority of publicly identified foreign influence companies are public or subsidiaries of public companies that many privately held companies do not disclose details of their ownership, and data on public non-publicly traded companies is limited. Non-publicly traded corporations vary greatly in size and ownership and disclosure. Internal Revenue Service aggregate data indicate that foreign-controlled companies that have more than 50% of the stock owned by foreign owners filed nearly 130,000 returns in 2018 with more than $15 trillion in reported assets, up from 83,000 returns and $12 trillion assets in 2012. Determining the historical ownership has proved time-consuming and fraught with additional challenges, especially when ownership is below 5%, where cash or archived pages and prior reporting providing additional information on some companies. CNBC data only reflected ownership as of March 31st, and as a source, could not help us determine historical ownership, pinpointing whether political contributions were made on a specific date when a publicly traded corporation also met one of the ownership thresholds was particularly challenging due to the volatility and rapid changes of ownership when it comes to stocks. Additional historical data from the financial markets data provider like Refinitiv could enable more in-depth analysis. Several cases, a company cumulative foreign ownership exceeding 1% but did not exceed 5%, and no single investor individually accounting for over 1% could be identified. These companies were not included in the final total, but analysis of publicly non-publicly available historical ownership may yield additional insights. Wow, so there's a lot of sources and all that good stuff just to make sure everything's done in good faith. And you can, there's a return to the list of all open secrets reports. You can see it for yourselves. Yes, it's long, it's a little bit digressive, but they want to make sure they give you everything they can. And to be very honest, it's just one trillion example. If you look at Open Secrets or even the Federal Elections Commission, you'd be surprised how many foreign agents will send money to candidates. So that's just a federal, but state and local. So pay attention. Who's trying to represent you? I always question these things. As far as I'm concerned, they should all stick it. But what can we say? Just stay vigilant, keep on top. And I know one thing, not now. The whole money can buy people been backfiring. The world's waking up, folks. This is the matter where you're at. Remember, say no to World War III, because who will benefit the most will be the Rothschilds, the bankers. Not any of us, because they can give two craps about every single beautiful person on this planet. So pay attention, stay vigilant, and that will be it. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, or send something that's interesting or check out, wherever you do, please use the quorum. Furthermore, I'll just leave the footnote of this article on my episode. You can see it for yourselves. If you want to contact me, go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.f/look3. If you want to support Open Secrets, that would be great. Mainstream media is going down, folks. I heard Sports Illustrated just been terminated. They just end it. Hey, when you have a bunch of goofballs trying to tell you how to run a business, run to the hills. That's all I got to say. they think they're smarter than all the readers out there. Just say, hey, go job hunting. Be safe out there. Plus, always remember that the demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.